Sexually violent predator released in Southern California. Jacumba Hot Springs, California, a sexually violent predator is now living in southeastern San Diego County after his release from a state mental hospital, which followed several years in prison, authorities said Wednesday. Merle Wade Wakefield was released from Coalinga State Hospital Tuesday and temporarily lives at 42920 Desert Rose Ranch Road under the conditional release program, according to the San Diego County Sheriff's Office. Sexually violent predators are people convicted of sexually violent offenses and diagnosed with a mental disorder that makes a person likely to re-offend. After serving their prison sentences, SVPs can undergo treatment at state hospitals, but may also petition courts to continue treatment in outpatient locations, where they are monitored and must abide by stringent conditions. Wakefield, 67, was convicted of lewd acts on a child in 1981 and rape by means of force, violence, or fear in 1990 and sentenced to state prison each time, according to the San Diego County District Attorney's Office. Originally approved by a judge for conditional release in 2020, finding housing for Wakefield proved difficult, as is common for SVPs due to the many regulations over where they can be housed and the common public backlash over their releases. A state audit released earlier this year said it takes an average of 19 months to find a suitable SVP housing location in San Diego County. In Wakefield's case, three prior proposed housing recommendations were either rejected by a judge or rescinded by state hospital officials since 2020. San Diego Superior Court Judge Yvonne Campos said nearly 7,000 properties were evaluated for his potential housing, but with nothing coming to fruition, the decision was made to release him on transient status. Campos ordered last week that he be placed in one of two vacant homes where other sexually violent predators were previously housed. If the homes become unavailable in the future, Wakefield would be moved into a recreational vehicle purchased by Liberty Healthcare, which is contracted by the state to operate the conditional release program for sexually violent predators. The judge also ordered that he be monitored via GPS, as well as security guards or law enforcement on a 24/7, round-the-clock basis. San Diego County District Attorney Summer Steffen issued a statement last week denouncing state hospital officials for the inability to find permanent housing locations for SVPs. It was and continues to be incumbent upon the Department of State Hospitals and their contractor, Liberty Healthcare, to find suitable housing for all sexually violent predators who have been ordered conditionally released where they can be closely monitored and supervised, Steffen said. They failed to do so despite the court giving them many chances and time to do so. We will continue to oppose transient releases and will insist that Department of State Hospitals fulfill their duty to find suitable fixed placement. Wakefield's release order came on the same day another sexually violent predator was ordered released. Alvin Ray Quarles, 62, dubbed the bolder-than-most rapist, was also ordered released as a transient. His release is not expected to occur until after another court hearing set for December 19, during which Liberty Healthcare officials will discuss the options for his placement.